So welcome back. In our studio today, we have Skye Belfleur. She's a Métis from Louisiana.
Yeah, yes.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing real fine. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my Cherokee relatives. And yes, there's a lot of family down in New Orleans and West Virginia. And most of us migrated from West Virginia down to New Orleans many years ago. So I used to say New Orleans because when you say New Orleans, people don't know your accent. You know, they're not sure what you just said. So it's been a rough couple of weeks, I'll be honest with you.
So tell us about what's going on. It's like I noticed we have the powwow that's coming up this weekend.
Yes.
And part of that is going to be dealing with what's been going on down there, the fact that the indigenous tribes have been pretty much forgotten by everybody.
It's so true. We have been planning our cultural festival and powwow for, say, the last couple of months. We have some partners I want to mention, of course, Entidad Acción, Peter McGill District, Lincoln Tupper Development District Organization, the Y, Downtown YMCA, Project Dialogue, Evangel Church, they have the Heart for the City, which I mentioned on the other program, used to be the infamous Mo Bar down on St. Catherine near the old forum. So this area, Cabot Square, Atwater Park, for many years there's been a lot of Aboriginal people, Métis, First Nations, and Inuit, who've basically lived in the park. So some of the perceptions and the stereotypes and the experiences of people in that area have been a little bit negative. Seeing people under the influence, maybe at their worst. And as we mentioned was mentioned in the news, residential schools play a great part, the foundation, the underpinnings of a lot of substance abuse is the devastation and the broken relationships, broken family ties, loss of parenting skills, loss of land and culture that stems from residential schools and colonialism. So we want to go back to a positive way of dealing with each other, which is friendship, culture. So the cultural festival powwow is planned for this Saturday and Sunday, September 24th and 25th, at that same park where, you know, people perceive our people as being, you know, the lowest of the low, in some cases homeless and poor and marginalized. So what better place to go and to include them in our celebrations and in our security for the park overnight? And they're really involved in it, and they're very excited, and they're very honored to be involved in reaching out to the non-Native community.
Well, I'm looking forward to it because I'm going to be spending the weekend there myself.
Great.
Is there going to be any Native leaders, any activists themselves going to be making appearances this weekend?
Well, we've invited a lot of people, and we hope that they'll come. But the main focus is the focus of friendship, of celebrating our culture, inviting people to join us in dancing and drumming. We're going to have the drum group Black Bear from, I think they're from Wemontashi. Mm-hmm. They're wonderful. They're amazing. A young drum group. They just raised the roof. It is traditional drumming, powwow drumming. And also we have Smoke Trails from Southern Ontario, Bruce Smoke and his group, drummers and dancers, as well as the NFCM and the Red Tail Singers. And they're a young drum group, but they're wonderful. So we're looking forward to some great dancing. We're going to pull people in, help, you know, teach them the dances, show them, you know, how we celebrate and how we have fun, too.
Well, that's important because it's always been our people have always been a very close knit community, and dancing and has always been a huge part of it. And the powwow is like our Christmas, you know.
Oh, that's right.
It's our special day, and it's a way to just like let the community know that, you know, we may be down, but we're sure as hell not out.
Well, that's for sure. And the Ville de Montréal has, you know, we're working with them. We're working with other kind of rules and regulations and stuff than a usual powwow. But so it's a mini powwow, cultural festival. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to also, when we heard about, of course, everybody, almost everyone has heard by now about what happened with the Katrina hurricane, yeah, hitting the Gulf Coast. And what a lot of people don't realize, there's many, many small Aboriginal nations, First Nations, and lots of Métis people down there that live on the coast, and they fish for a living.
Yeah,
they live
on,
some of them, in houses up on stilts. So when water comes in, 30 foot tidal waves, things like that, you're going to displace and really actually wash away a lot of people.
Yeah, it's quite a sad situation, considering it's like Bush forgot everybody, essentially. You know, he forgot his own people, he forgot to do his job. And, you know, it's nice that you hear about people finally getting down there. It's like it took us. You know, it took the Canadian Navy. They got down there, and they've been doing a heck of a lot more work.
They have been.
And I have to pat them on the back for doing such an extraordinary job. But the news outlets have it's frustrating to see the news outlets like places like FEMA and CNN ignoring us because it's like we don't exist.
Well, that's the thing. You put your finger on it. I mean, it is a huge and vast and amazing, overwhelming event with enormous loss of life. And I would never want to, just say, well, wait, you know, just let's focus on Aboriginal people and the loss of life there. But there's nobody talking about it. So we said, look, you know, we're gonna highlight this. We're gonna honor them. We want to remember those who have been just swept away, and we want to also encourage people to do their own research and make sure it's legitimate, because I know there's lots of fraud out there.
Yeah.
And check out the website, as was mentioned before, of the National Congress of American Indians. They're collecting funds for the people that have been displaced and have lost everything.
Yeah. Well. You know, it's like hopefully it's through this tragedy that some eyes will be finally opened to the strife that's going on down there, because, like, African-Americans, Americans, whites, reds, everybody, we're all together in this.
That's right.
And everyone was affected down there. And so hopefully Bush will finally wake up and say, hey, okay, maybe we need to do something about this.
Well, that's it.
Mm. Well, Skye, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing and speaking to you again.
Thank you very much.
So what we're going to do is we're going to hear a little bit of music. Skye is going to play us a little piece. And that was Skye Belfleur. Thank you, Skye. And it's always a pleasure. And we look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.